Joining us on the closing market report to talk about the weather is Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Let's begin down in South America, where it does appear that weather is relatively benign.
It certainly is. We haven't seen a whole lot in the way of heat or dryness to this point in the growing season. If you recall, it was fairly dry early in the growing season across portions of Brazil, but now the rainy season is underway, and we're starting to see good rainfall across a large area. You could even argue that a few areas might be seeing too much rainfall, especially when you add in some of the rains that we expect over the next week. A strong cool front does sweep across Argentina and then into Brazil and Paraguay this weekend, and more so into early next week. Between that rainfall event, we're looking for fairly widespread amounts of 1.5 to 3 inches across Brazil and Paraguay. Now, keep in mind, average rainfall for the next 10 days is around 1.75 to 2.5 inches. So we're not talking about a crazy situation there, just a little bit wetter than normal. In South Brazil and Paraguay, which are significant corn and soybean producing regions, it has been a little bit dry at times over the last 30 days. But we're not concerned about it anymore because there were a few storms just over the last couple of days. And then it's very clear that on Sunday and Monday, they should see a round of heavy storms that will essentially wipe out any of the dryness pockets that existed. So there's really not a ton going on down there. The only thing we would have to watch for is how wet does it end up being. And also in Argentina, there are some wet areas there. But again, this is pretty minor stuff at this point. There's just nothing that's getting too out of hand to this point.
Let's turn our attention to the Midwest, where we're still quite a few days from Christmas Day. But that being said, as you look into your long-range crystal ball, any chance of weather events around Christmas? And could we have a white Christmas?
There's a small chance that we could see a white Christmas. It will turn notably colder next week. An Arctic front moves on through Monday and Tuesday and into Wednesday. We'll see some rain and some areas of snow with that. Now, we're not looking for a major snowstorm, but the one concern that we do have going forward is that this cold pattern lasts all the way through next week and into the following week. So we could be looking at below average temperatures all the way into the first, let's say, 5 days of January. That setup is conducive to a winter storm at some point, though it's very hard to say when or where that would occur. But we would just encourage people to keep a closer eye on the weather once we get into later next week and going into January, because the pattern is a lot more active than it has been recently.
And then after that January period is over, around the 4th or the 5th, do temperatures moderate?
It's real hard to say. We don't have a lot of confidence in what happens that far into the future. The only thing we would say is that if we do get a large snowstorm somewhere in the Midwest, that would make it easier for colder weather to last into January, simply because snow on the ground keeps temperatures colder than would otherwise occur. If we don't get a snowstorm, then temperatures would have an easier chance of warming up. So the forecast beyond January 5th is partially dependent on exactly what happens, say, between Christmas and New Year's.
Do you want to make a case for a weak El Nino now in effect off the Pacific?
Well, there certainly is. I mean, if you look at ocean temperatures, they are a bit warmer than usual, and they're expected to stay that way. The only issue with that is that it's very likely to remain only slightly warmer than normal, and that indicates a weak El Nino event. Weak El Nino events are not highly correlated to weather in the central United States or anywhere in the world for that matter. So even though it is important to follow that, we would only become more interested in it if it were to turn into a strong event, which at this point is very unlikely.
What other things of importance in the weather world before we let you go?
We're always watching Russia right now. It's been very dry across the wheat belt over the last 5 months. There's very little doubt that a drought is in place, but it does turn a little bit rainier and snowier for the first time in a while over the next 5 to 10 days. This issue is going to linger into the spring, so we'll have to keep an eye on it. But other than the winter wheat areas of Russia, we don't have a whole lot of major concerns at this time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's closing market report. Remember to subscribe to our free Aggie newsletter. You can do that at willag.org. Use the link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.